everyone. Good evening. I'm Chris Cahill coming to you live tonight from Skid Row Studios at skidrowstudios.com. And we are real radio on the internet. The show is called Psychic Every Day, and it is a show about being psychic. I'm going to be talking about being psychic, as I do every week here, at 7 o'clock Pacific time on skidrowstudios.com. And just a hello to everybody. I wasn't here last week, so those of you who tuned in got a pre-recorded show, but I'm back live tonight. And what that means is that I'll be doing things like taking calls during my show. I'm going to be working with, another psychic energy tonight. And tonight's special is amusement. We're going to be going there all the way to amusement. And actually the theme is amusement is a psychic tool. So before I get into all of that about how amusement is a psychic tool and how you find yours and how you use it that way, I want to mention a few things. First of all, we are live streaming as well as live broadcasting. So if you go to livestream.com, you can set up a free account if you haven't done so yet and look for skidrowstudios.com at livestream and you'll be able to see me doing my show. I'm saying hello to all of you as well as talking about stuff. I'm sitting here, you know, in the studio, and I've got my friend Mindy here on the boards. Hello, Mindy.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. It's good to see your face again.
Yeah, I'm glad you're back. I think you did get a caller last week when you weren't here.
Oh, that's great.
I was tempted to give them a psychic reading, but then I didn't want to lead them on.
I think you could try next time. I bet you'd do a good job, Mindy.
Maybe.
You would. Well, and actually, I wanted to ask you, Mindy, if you would please tell everybody who's listening, for Android users, there is a new app. Am I understanding this correctly?
Yeah, Skid Row Studios, all of our shows are available on Stitcher, which is an app. Droid users can use it, and I believe you don't just have to have an Android to use it. It's a popular podcast app.
That's awesome. So that makes it easier for everybody to listen.
Yeah, Stitcher.com. You can search the show name, also Skid Row Studios.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, you're
That's
welcome.
That's great. And that reminds me that if you are able to make the show live every week, that's wonderful, and I am grateful to you. Thank you. And if you can't, but you want to hear it anyway, you can find this show as a free podcast at iTunes. Just go searching for Psychic Every Day. You can subscribe. It's free. And if you really, really like my show and you want to leave me a beautiful review, I will take it and thank you for it. So let's get into what we're doing here tonight. It is Wednesday, July 24th, 2013. It is the middle of a beautiful summer. I just got back from a week in the Sequoia National Forest, and that really helped me find some amusement. And so that became the theme I kept thinking about all week was, wow, it's how nice to have a vacation among these huge trees. And the trees are so amazing that it was really fun and easy to find my amusement. And so that's what I started working on, was the theme for tonight. I mean, I was on vacation, but I was still working on my next show, believe it or not. So here's what I want to talk about with amusement. Amusement as a psychic tool, amusement as an energy. Amusement itself is a spiritual energy. And actually, I have it kind of all written out here in a really nicely written way, so I want to say it the way I wrote it. As a vibration of spiritual energy, amusement ranks high as one of the most valuable, powerful, and healing energies you can work with. Now, amusement is just the ability to be in that space of amusement, you know, to be amused. And I also looked it up on Wikipedia and found a hilarious definition. Let's see now. It says, amusement is the state of experiencing humorous and entertaining events or situations, and is associated with enjoyment, happiness, laughter, and pleasure. So that all makes sense to me. But then this next sentence is really funny. And this is actually on Wikipedia. If you're there right now, just go, you know, look up amusement. It says, current studies have not yet reached consensus on the exact purpose of amusement, though theories have been advanced in the fields of psychology, psychiatry, and sociology. So I want to add my own advanced reason for why amusement has got great purpose. Believe me, it does. If you are able to have your own amusement with somebody or something. And the thing you might have amusement with could be a problem, and it might be a challenging situation. You might find your amusement with it eventually after not being amused for a while. Or you might find amusement with somebody who has been kind of challenging for you, and you'll know you have your space with that person or that situation the day that you realize, oh my gosh, I'm actually kind of amused about this. That doesn't mean you solved it or that it went away or that anything got perfect or, you know, anything at all. It's just a level of spiritual growth. When you find amusement with a situation or a challenge, you've got your space with it. And just getting your space with something or somebody that you didn't have it with before in and of itself is amusing, in my opinion. I know, like, over the years, the people who I've resisted the most or who have been the biggest challenges, once I finally got my amusement with that person or found my amusement on some level, life got a little bit easier. And it became more fun to be around that energy rather than being in resistance to it. So what I am offering you tonight is, if you choose to call in during this show, a free mini reading on your amusement. And the number here is 1-800-893-9562. So during the show, which goes till 8 o'clock Pacific time, I will be taking callers. And if you want to listen a little bit more before you call on in, please do. I've got a lot to talk about with this. And if you are getting ready to have a reading, just jot that number down. Okay, back to the energy of amusement. Amusement is an energy that helps you to get unstuck. In other words, it helps you get your own energy flowing. If you can be amused or find some level of, you know, just like letting go of taking something so seriously, and you can get a little bit of, you know, find a little bit of a chuckle or just let go of needing to be taking it all so heavily seriously and solving it, then it makes it much easier for you to kind of feel relaxed, a little bit happier, getting your energy flowing. And the reason why amusement is a psychic energy is because when you get your energy flowing, when you kind of let go of the stuck stuff or the, you know, needing to really, if you feel like you've been just sort of driving yourself into a wall over and over and over trying to solve a problem and it hasn't been solving, and you finally let go of needing an outcome or needing things to go a certain way or even trying to control it, then all of a sudden you have access to your abilities. You have access to your intuition. You'll have access to your other psychic abilities, to your own energy. When you can find some amusement, it makes it easier to access your own energy. Amusement is one of the highest possible spiritual vibrations you can be at. So another reason why it's a psychic energy is because when you are in that vibration of amusement, you're kind of matched to something that's more really along the lines of your truth, you know, your own truth, your own spirit. Because really, as a being, as a spirit, your energy is naturally amused. And if in the body, you know, your everyday body personality, you've not been amused or you've been taking stuff really super seriously, it's easy to get stuck. It's easy to start thinking you're something that you're not. This is why comedians and, you know, comic actors and people who make us laugh, clowns, you know, the fool, why all of those people, those characters are so healing for us, the greatest healers we have, actually. If you look back in history and the purpose of the clown or the fool in any culture, you know, in any king's court or queen's court, the place in society that the clown or the fool has always had was not just to make us laugh, but was to make us remember we could laugh at ourselves. And if you can laugh at yourself, you can find, you know, I don't mean in a, you know, nasty way or a snarky way, but to laugh at yourself, to be amused with your own stuff, that is a pretty big deal. You know, rather than taking you so seriously and thinking you have to be perfect or things have to go, you know, perfectly well, or you have to be under control all the time. Find some amusement with yourself. The fool and the clown also existed as a way of showing us or reflecting back to us who we are, or who we think we are, who we are being. So the fun part about finding amusement or being able to laugh at, you know, something a comedian says that it might be so painful that it's funny, is that you can find some amusement with life too, because sometimes life is so painful and not funny. And if you can find a little bit of amusement with something that might, you know, used to be a little painful for you, then you've healed, you've moved through it, kind of come out the other end a little bit. Having your own amusement for yourself. Wow. And this is about you, you know, not having to take life so seriously, because if you are never amused, or if you're around people who are just always so dead serious, they just don't know how to laugh, or they may not think it's a good idea. You know, maybe they're just really stiff or holding themselves in or having a tough time with it. Or maybe you have a job with a place that is very unamused. It's more, you know, tightly controlled or kind of corporate, or sort of the rules are really specific, but nobody has a flow. And I'm not saying every job is like that, obviously not. But sometimes when you're around that all the time, you can lose your perspective about why life is actually pretty funny, even when it's not. And it's, you know, it's kind of interesting too. If you pay attention and you watch a different the comedy news shows, in particular, you know, like Bill Maher or Jon Stewart or Stephen Colbert, they're all brilliant, and they all know something that's pretty important to know, which is that people will listen or will learn when they're laughing. So if you're making people upset all the time, you know, and kind of putting on a news show that's nothing but negative, yucky, awful, dark energy, nobody's going to really, people are going to want to run away. They're not going to be able to really always hear it all. But if you really want to get something across, do it in a really amused way. And I don't mean mean and snarky. I mean, you know, kind of fun, amused, with that sort of tongue-in-cheek quality. I've got my first caller here, and I'd love to give my first reading of the night. Good evening. You are live. Welcome.
Hi, Chris. It's Karen.
Karen Wolf. Welcome. Talk about amusement.
I am loving it, and I've got a great amusement topic for you.
Awesome. Let's hear it.
I think this is funny. So I'm trying to open up my creativity more, and I thought, why not start with just some simple, like, pencil by number? So guess what I'm doing? I'm not following the directions.
That's so good.
I'm choosing my own colors, Chris.
That's really important. So you're doing one of those things where you have to fill in the little square, like if number one is blue, you're supposed to put blue in there, but you're not putting blue in there, are you?
No, I'm not, Chris. Color the people. I'm not.
Good for you. I am glad to hear it. And that reminds me of something that I experienced personally in sixth grade when I was in Catholic grammar school.
Uh-huh.
And we had a nun who was our art nun, but she hated children and she had no amusement whatsoever. And I kind of felt sorry for her, even though she was mean. But she was making us do a still life. I might have even talked about this another time. It's one of those memories that never quite fades. And so we had this flower, you know, flowers in a vase, and we were all supposed to paint it. And she wanted it to be done exactly the way the flowers looked. You could not go outside the color. Like, you couldn't make it another color. You know, I was a budding abstract artist, and I couldn't do that. And it was hilarious. It's actually very, very funny now, because it's sort of, you know, it's a pretty good example of how some people see life. You have to stay in the lines, color in the lines.
Right.
So how about a reading? What would you like me to look at? You breaking the rules here or something else?
Well, you know, I figured I would just go with maybe amusement. Maybe amusement in general, or amusement around being creative.
Yeah, that actually looks great.
Okay. Yeah. I'm kind of just letting things come, even if it's really slow. But I think a little amusement might be good for me.
Perfect. And I'm actually, it's great because, you know, I mean, I know you and you've called, you know, I've given you readings before, but I haven't really looked at this before on this level. The creativity picture, yes, but not the amusement with creativity. And that's the picture I see, is that you finally decided. Actually, it looks like this. The picture is that you had a ticket to get into a show at the art museum that was a really hard show to get a ticket for. And you're, you know how sometimes you go to the big museums and you have to wait in line and you have a specific time you can get in. And you're standing outside the museum waiting to get in with your ticket. And you're standing there and you're really amused at everybody taking it all so seriously around you. Like, it's funny, like you don't even think to take it seriously. You're just thinking, well, this is going to be fun. I really want to see this show. I like this artist. It's, you know, like some great big name of whatever. It's just the pictures. It's a famous show and everybody wants to see it. But everyone's being so serious all around you about how they're supposed to behave or how they're supposed to experience it or how they're supposed to, what the right way is to acknowledge, you know, what they're seeing. And I see you standing there going, oh, wait a minute, am I supposed to do something? Because it hadn't occurred to you that you had to do anything different other than just be. And so it looks like when you lose your amusement, you start doubting. That's where you get stuck. When you lose your amusement with just letting yourself be in that creative space, you start to, you know, second guess and doubt and worry that maybe you're doing it wrong. When actually everybody around you is kind of being a little bit the same way too. Like, what do I do? You know, how am I supposed to experience this? And I see this when you get your amusement with your creativity, it's just sort of like you're already doing, letting yourself go with the flow, you know, even making up new rules as you go along, but not being worried about breaking rules. It looks like there's just a big part of this is you clearing through the rules about your creativity. And that's where you do find your amusement. And I also see that it's really time to be a rebel in your creative space. You know, whatever that means to you. So that's, you know, that's kind of it in a nutshell right there. It's time to kind of break out or rebel and just decide not making sense, having fun. And that's what you're already starting to do. Awesome.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Very, very fun.
Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome, Karen. Thanks for listening and calling in. Go back
You're
to
welcome.
Coloring all those colors with different colors.
I will think of you.
Good. Enjoy it. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye. Hello, everyone. You are listening to Psychic Every Day at SkidRowStudios.com. I am Chris Cahill, and this is Real Radio on the Internet. And I am doing a show about amusement. I am amused, and I think Mindy's amused too. Mindy, are you amused? Looks like she is. Yeah. And so what I also see is that what we're going to be doing is I'll be taking some more calls tonight. I'll be giving some more amusement readings. And as the last caller, you know, the one I just talked to, Karen, was doing, she was finding amusement with a specific place in her life, with her creativity. So if you would like to get a reading about your amusement, and I'm not going to tell you how it should be or what you have to do, but more about getting your amusement with either, I don't know, maybe there's a place in your life you haven't been amused, or a person, or whatever that looks like, we'll take a look at it. Now, continuing, let's see, how is amusement a psychic tool? I've been kind of working this one a little bit here. You know, the center of your head, which is where your sixth chakra is, you know, sixth chakra is right there behind your eyes, a little bit further back. I'm a clairvoyant, and that's clairvoyance. That's what I use when I'm giving readings or working as a clairvoyant. I'm working from that part of myself. That's a spiritual center. It's an energy center. And your sixth chakra, and right there in the center of your head, that's also the seat of your amusement. And here's another really interesting thing to know about that is that the place where your amusement really lives or comes from is also the place where your non-judgment comes from. So it's really hard to be in in, you know, judgment of yourself or of somebody else or some situation if you're amused. And I don't mean, you know, if you're being kind of snarky and mean. I've already said that once, but it's more about just having amusement. The energy of amusement doesn't even mean you have to be laughing. It's just simply being in a certain vibration. And if you can have the center of your head, which is where that non-judgment and that amusement lives, it makes it easier to see clearly. So it's really difficult to have your clairvoyance if you are not in non-judgment. If you are, you know, if you're judging something or, you know, and you've heard me say this before in other shows. This is something I talk about a lot, because how do you create room and make it easy for your own abilities to be accessible for you? How do you do that? And this is one very important way. It makes it much easier to see anything clearly, especially yourself, if you've got a wee bit of amusement going on and you're just not, you know, judging or preconceiving what you should be seeing. The number here is 1-800-893-9562. And just a reminder, we are live streaming. You can go to livestream.com and look at skidrowstudios.com and find us. And you can hear me at skidrowstudios.com. And that's what's happening. Back to amusement. You know, if you're finding amusement with somebody else, it helps you see them more clearly too. So let's say you've kind of had a contentious relationship with somebody who's in your family. That's usually, that's a pretty good bet for most people across the board. You know, usually there's just like somebody who you're related to, who you might have had a little bit of a difference with, or you're just very different personalities, or maybe that person has the power in the relationship and they're kind of bossy, or they've been kind of weird, or, you know, the two of you just don't see things the same way. And there might have been a little bit of a friction. And the funny thing is, once there's friction, and, you know, especially if you start resisting the other person, you know, you just don't want to be around them, or you resist the words that come out of their mouth, or you just get kind of upset about them being in the same room as you, you know, just little stuff like that, then you're going to go into resistance. You're going to just start to resist it. And the more you resist somebody or something, the more it's going to show up. Just happens that way. Resistance is that spiritual glue. Now, what if you get to the point where you can just one day decide, God, I have to stop taking this personally. I got to stop thinking I'm going to change this person. I can't control them. It's just not my job. I'm going to stop taking what they say personally. I'm going to find some amusement already. As soon as you do that, everything clears. It all just stops being stuck. You find amusement with that person who's been challenging for you, and you might even actually be able to see them more clearly instead of just seeing them through the filter of you don't like them or they bug you. And that is really when healing starts to happen. Now, I used a family member as a, you know, as a suggestion, but hey, it could just as easily be your boss, or it could be your neighbor. You know, just because you move next door to somebody doesn't mean you like them. As we all know, it could be anybody. And what if you decided, you know, like it could also be an entire political party or a state or a city or half the country or another country or something else. And what if you decided, well, I'm just going to find amusement with the fact that they're here and there's a reason why they are. It's not about you, by the way. The reason why somebody else exists, it's not really about you or me. It's because we all are a little different. So you find a little bit of amusement with that particular energy existing, and wham, you just, everything starts to flow. It moves. It makes it easier for you. It's easier for you to do what you're doing rather than finding you continue to get stuck in that energy of resistance. It's actually pretty fun. When you become aware that you're amused with people and situations that once threw you into a little tizzy, you have your amusement. Oh, yeah. Healing happens. Now, moving on to just a reminder, if you are listening and you want to get a reading tonight, come on, call on in. You've got another little bit less than a half an hour here. My number is 1-800-893-9562. And I will be giving some free mini readings during the show. I am Chris Cahill. This is Psychic Everyday Radio. And let's continue. All right. Here's some ideas. How do you find your own amusement? How do you, like, if you're just having a tough time, you're in a situation that just hasn't been feeling good, maybe you've really been stuck in some way, you've been trying to get a new job, or you've been having a hard time in a relationship, you've been going through things that haven't been feeling very amused, or life has just been kind of serious for you, and you're saying, hey, Chris, like, none of this is funny. I have no amusement whatsoever. This is just... how can I be amused with this thing? It's terrible. And you might go into a whole, you know, like yelling at me, and I hope you don't. But anyway, what I'd like to just mention is actually, even if you don't have your amusement right now, you can imagine finding it. You can give yourself permission to find a glimmer of something in the dark. Now, if you've been feeling like you've just been butting your head against a wall, sometimes when that happens, it can really kind of get to a place where you really start to own that drama. You know, I'm in this drama. Things are bad. And they don't get any better when you keep reinforcing the fact that they're bad. So here's some suggestions for you. If this all sounds like you, or if you just want to have, you know, some good little tips and tricks in your handbook there, how do you find your amusement when you're not sure where it went? Number one. Learn how to ground yourself. Learn how to work with energy. And you can do that really simply. You can just sit down and take some time, meditate, feel your body, listen to it, and just start to find that place called neutral. Neutral just means you're not in judgment. You're not solving. You're just letting it be. This is what it is right now. I am going to simply be with this. And when you have access to the center of your head where your sixth chakra is, it's easier to find your neutrality. And that, again, remember, is where your amusement lives. So that can make it a little bit, you know, a little bit simpler here. Now, here's another suggestion. I kind of mentioned this already, but I want to go into it a little. Let go of trying to control the outcome. If you've been in judgment about how things are moving, whatever direction they're going in, or you've been in absolute resistance to it, or in fear, or getting stuck in the drama, or matching to somebody else who's doing all of that, see if you can take a big step back and get some perspective on the whole thing. And another way to do that is to find the present moment. This present time, this moment, right here, right now, everything's okay. It really, really is. You can check in with your body in present time. You can say hello to yourself. And you can just simply let yourself be exactly where you're at in this moment and just start to stay in the moment rather than going all the way ahead of yourself into something that's, you know, going to be a horrible abyss falling that you're going to fall into. So instead of needing to make things happen the way you decided they should happen, why not imagine a happy outcome? Why not? Hey, it's possible, because everything is. All right, so here's number three. Suggestions for finding your amusement. Hang out with happy people, amused people. You hear me say this a lot. Amused, but not necessarily, like, you know, at your expense. You know, somebody who's always laughing at you, but it's not exactly the most fun for you. I'm talking about people who just know how to have amusement. You know, they might just be simply having a chill energy. They're fun to be around. If you're always hanging around unhappy people who are really seriously committed to being unhappy, well, you know, that's a vocation. You know, you can go there. And you might have somebody be hanging around with somebody who's committed to being a victim. That's their thing too. But see if you can find amusement with them. you know, like you might have to be around some of those people. What if you work with them or they're in your world on some level where you kind of don't have a choice right now? You have to be around them. Hey, just see if you can find amusement with where they're at. Not be in judgment of them and not, you know, laugh in their face necessarily. Just simply, can you find amusement with being around that energy? Because if it's right there in front of you, you have a reason for it to be there in front of you. You have a part in it too, believe it or not. It's not just happening to you. Now, I am reminding you that this is a live show. I'm Chris Cahill coming to you from skidrowstudios.com and Psychic Every Day. And my number is 1-800-893-9562. Come up, call on in. Get yourself a reading tonight. I hope to hear from you. Now, getting back to how do you find your amusement? Number four, this is one of my favorites. On those days when things are just a little too serious and I just can't simply find a chuckle to save my life, or, you know, it's a little heavy, I might go to YouTube and watch some funny videos. This is something we can do that we couldn't do easily. You know, I don't know how many years ago YouTube started, but this didn't used to be available. It was much harder to go do stuff like this. But I can go to YouTube and I can, you know, do a search for Monty Python, and I can watch some really silly, fun Monty Python videos. That usually does a trick for me. But, you know, if you like those funny cat and dog videos, if that's your thing, go for it. So I know that people post stuff like this all the time on Facebook, seriously, for the purpose of laughing, for finding some amusement. Do something to snap out of your unamused state. You can go and find something that'll be fun for you. You could also make it a habit of turning off the news, by the way. You know, if you've kind of had an overdose of bad news and you're really finding yourself caught in the world is going to hell in a handbasket and we're all doomed, if you're stuck in that energy, you got to snap out of it. Go, you know, turn off the news, get away from it. Doesn't mean you'll be ignorant. Maybe you can find your news someplace else besides the regular news on TV, which actually exists for the purpose of kind of being a great big soap opera and not really giving us true information. So, you know, find a way to get your information and step out of the soap opera and go do something that actually has a lot more appeal to you. Maybe you want to go see, go to a comedy club or go to a funny movie or, you know, a comedy, a theater piece of some kind. Something that actually helps you. Something that has a different kind of vision. If you're finding your vision is clouded, you're having a tough time seeing clearly because you're caught in this space of not being happy or not being amused, then start to create some different pictures or find some pictures out there. Go be around those people who have them, and then you can find your own. Now, I'm reminding you that the point of this whole show tonight, this topic, is that amusement is a psychic energy. And indeed it is. Because when you find it and you set your own vibration at a level of amusement, you're working more with your own spirit. You're actually making it easier for your body and your spirit to be talking to each other, to be in the same room with each other. And when you do that, it's easier to access yourself and to have what you have available for you, to make sure that you do. Now, here's another suggestion. If you have been finding yourself stuck without, you know, up a creek without an amusement paddle, get off your butt and move your body. If you're sitting in front of a computer a lot, or you're kind of working a lot and not getting anything moving, you kind of feel like your body's sort of sitting in this energy. Sometimes that's what it is. Your body, you just need to move your body. Get up and go breathe and, you know, go do a yoga class or go for a walk or get out in nature or go do something that helps you get some perspective about the fact that, hey, this world is actually pretty funny. And yeah, life is pretty funny even when it's not. There's always something that you can find that can be joyful or happy or amused on some level. And you really will find that when you look for it. And another suggestion I have, remind yourself what you really love about life. Absolutely. Remind yourself, you know, what it is that makes it fun. fun to be a person. Maybe remind yourself why you decided to come in this lifetime and have the lifetime you're having, because that's part of it too. You know, you're not just here because things happened. You're here because you wanted to be. So there's a reason you had. And if that isn't funny, I don't know what is. And I mean that in a good way. Everybody, you are listening to Psychic Everyday Radio at skidrowstudios.com. And I am your host, Chris Cahill. And I am happy to offer you a reading tonight. I haven't had as many, you know, people taking me up on it tonight as I usually do, but I hope you can call on in. You've got about another 18 minutes if you would like to have one. And my number is 1-800-893-9562. Now, getting back to this topic and sort of how it ties in with being in your spirit or with having your own spiritual abilities and your own psychic abilities. When you can see things from a perspective of amusement, you're also not in effort. And effort is another energy that kind of gets stuck. So let's say, you know, this is just another example. Let's say you've been doing something that a lot of people have been doing lately, which is looking for a job or changing your work or changing how you do your work. It might be that you started a business or that you know, you're working a lot of hours or you're changing the way your work has gone for you. And there may have been some pretty successful things that happened with that. You might have gotten some of what you wanted, but somehow along the way in doing all of this, you lost your amusement. Somehow it became more of a burden. Or it became more, you know, more of a challenge than you expected. And if this is not you, if this is not true for you, like you're happy as can be with your thing, then this is not, I'm not talking to you. But just remind you that on those days when you do lose your amusement, you can find it again. So back to those who are looking for, well, how do I, you know, this is, I have to have a job. I have to pay my bills. It's, you know, it's pretty dire if I don't have one. Finally, the economy improved a little bit and there's some jobs available. What am I going to do? You know, I lost my amusement. And what I'm looking at is, well, if you want to find your amusement in your job or with anything that seems like a problem that you haven't really been able to solve, that's the thing I would look at. Just look and see for yourself. Are you trying to solve a problem you can't solve? Maybe there was something that you're taking, you know, and I know I'm repeating myself a little here, but you're taking something or somebody a little seriously. And on the one hand, yes, you want to do a good job. You want to impress your boss or you want to keep the job. You want to make sure you get your paycheck, all those things. But what if you approached it from another perspective of not taking it all on and running that through you? And here's what I mean by that. Sometimes we lose our amusement because we start matching to the vibration of the energy that's not very comfortable. So it's kind of, you know, like sort of like running an energy through you, you know, like running, feeling like you're matched to or running the energy of, say, a fear or an uncomfortable energy, something that feels a little hard or difficult. And so it might make you tired or unable to relax, you know, kind of anxious. And when you're running those sorts of energies through you, it's difficult for you to access your own energy. And you start to think, you know, you start to kind of match to what that negative stuff is or that stuff that's not you. And it makes it that much more difficult for you to simply relax and be you. And so it might make it seem that amusement's that much further away. You know, it's like, how am I ever going to get there? Where's my amusement? I'm never going to find it. And what I'm going to suggest is, you know, a little simple thing here. Remember who you are and who you're not. Because if you keep getting caught up in all of that and trying to solve something that you're running through you that isn't you, you know, like the anxiety or the stress or demands from maybe an unreasonable boss or somebody you're working for, what if you just decided that you're going to let that person be exactly who she is or he is? And even if that person's you, by the way, if you work for yourself and you do this, then you got to stop being a bad boss to yourself. But anyway, what if you're going to decide you're going to let that person be exactly where they're at and you're going to have your amusement anyway? You're just going to not resist it. Now think about that. You know, think about the character in the movie you've seen, or the person in, you know, the character in the show or the movie, or even the, I don't know, I'm remembering a cartoon, Scooby-Doo. There was always one character who just seemed to be a little cool. Like he didn't take it all on. Can't remember what his name was. Do you know, Mindy?
Is it Shaggy?
Yes, Shaggy. Exactly. I was picturing Shaggy going, Shaggy always just seems sort of chill. Maybe he was, you know, the stoner in the group, but I don't think that was what it was about. It was just about him being kind of chill, sort of like Gilligan, right? Yeah. So anyway, what I'm talking about is not that you have to go match to Shaggy or Gilligan, but perhaps what you can do is just let yourself simply relax and not need to run that stuff through you. You know, kind of even imagine different ways you could do that while still appearing to be a diligent worker, I suppose, or whatever you need to do. Now, I'm Chris Cahill. You are listening to Psychic Everyday Radio. We've got about another, 13 minutes or so in the show tonight. And I'm coming to you live with a show about amusement. I have a phone number you can call, and I hope you do. My number is 1-800-893-9562. And I will give you a little reading about some amusement levels here. Some kind of fun, you know, ways to look at amusement. Now, this is something I want to actually throw on the table here, too, with amusement. Laughter is healing. You know, when you're able to laugh, when you're able to find some joy and something to laugh at, some, you know, just a little giggle, a way to help yourself remember that you can laugh. You know, especially if you're going through a time that's very serious, what if you just decided, I'm going to find a way to laugh? There's somebody's email I get. I said, I don't know how I found this woman, but I subscribed to her email a couple years ago. And she has a thing she calls laughter yoga. And her picture is, it's not about perfect yoga so much as it is about being able to laugh while you do yoga, which I thought was just a brilliant picture because so many people take what they're doing so seriously, like needing to do it perfectly. And I think her picture originally was, well, I'm not, you know, I don't look like your traditional, you know, yogi person. And I'm just going to find some amusement with that. And that was her, that was part of it, like laughter yoga, but also laughter as a form of healing, like yoga is. So laughter is healing. And having a smile on your face really does wonder for your health. And it's kind of cool. There was, a study I read last a little while ago too about this, that just the act of smiling, even if you're not feeling it, you know, just putting your face into the expression of a smile, even faking it, actually changes how your brain experiences your emotions. It does something really good. So just pretending that you have a big smile on your face, and people do all the time. I live in Hollywood, so yeah, you see it all the time. And people, it's okay to. It's a pretending, it kind of fake it till you make it, I guess. So a smile does wonders for your health, and it also does really a lot of wonders for your relationships. Even if you're not feeling pretty particularly, you know, happy or perky, but you're able to give a smile to others, it's a gift you give. And, you know, if I'm not saying walk around pretending everything is different than how it is for you, not, you know, stuff your emotions, not at all. This is more about having a consciousness of you have the power to change what's going on. And if you want to use your amusement and have it for yourself and use it for your own abilities and get that stuff moving, it's beautiful. You can definitely do that. Laughter and smiling also does wonders, or they both do wonders, for your personality. Now, if you don't believe me, just ask the people who you're around all day. Who's fun to be around? What's it like to be around people who choose, you know, they don't have to be perfectly happy or smiley or amused all the time, but people who naturally are, and it's just so healing to be around them. This is something to cultivate for yourself. You can. You can use all of this in your own, you know, kind of add it to your toolbox. And as you start to change your vibration or to decide to have that amusement energy working for you, you're going to start to notice some shifting happening within you. And as you start to do that, you'll start to notice that things don't bother you the same way they used to. If you find that sometimes you just get caught in something, you know, you're sensitive to an energy or it really bothers you in some way, and then it just doesn't go away, you hold on to it. Maybe you're blaming yourself for something, or you know, you keep getting stuck in a pattern of thinking in a way that's not very positive for you. If you can find some amusement with that, that's going to help too. You know, we all have chosen to be who we are, but sometimes it's very unconscious. Sometimes there's an unconsciousness about how you decide, you know, the different patterns you have or the habits and so on. What if you decided to create some new ones and that amusement was one of your new ways of doing things, just like something you started choosing? Amusement is a super powerhouse of an energy. It's really a brilliant energy to have going, you know, to kind of add to your own tool belt here. Other difficult energies just simply melt away when you decide to have that. So rather than getting more serious as you grow spiritually, you might find you get more amused. It's actually kind of how it works. It's not about getting all serious and perfectly spiritual and, you know, sitting up on the mountaintop by yourself pretending everything's perfect. No, it's about accepting life as it is. Here it is. This is what we have. This is what we're working on. Creating new pictures about what you do want. And finding some amusement. Because that's going to also help you let go of that perfect stuff too. I have a piece I wrote that I'd like to read to you. This is something I wrote a little while ago. It's called Flexibility, Consciousness, and Letting Go. These are influential energies to live by for the 21st century. Simplicity is another one that comes into my life effortlessly once I've let go, allowing myself to become more flexible and conscious as a result. Fluidity is the new wave here, as in go with the flow. Resistance and rigidity are leaving town for an extended vacation. I'm sending them on a cruise, and believe me, they'll never look the same again. I plan to invite effortless over more often, just for tea and a nice talk. Maybe then play can come with, and we can all have a nice time together inventing, which happens without trying hard at all once play is here. It's time to tell negativity to find somewhere else to live. I think I'll let amusement do that. Once amusement arrives, the whole party changes. I've asked prosperity to set the tone from now on. Gratitude and abundance can help. They always throw the best parties. I'm thinking that we need to redecorate in here, and happiness has some great ideas about that. That sets the stage for change, growth, and transformation to arrive yet again. They love to make grand entrances. And after all that partying, it's great to get some space. Maybe take a nice long nap. I am so fortunate and maybe even a little bit silly, but I really do have some great friends and I value them every day. And one of my favorites of all of those is amusement. You're listening to Chris Cahill at Psychic Everyday Radio, skidrowstudios.com. I've got a few minutes left of tonight's show, and I want to mention a few things to you. You can find me here Wednesdays at 7 o'clock Pacific time, live, and I do give readings every week. So, you know, if you couldn't call in tonight and you want to get yourself a free mini reading during the show, please do next week. The number is 800-893-9562. You can also find me at chriscahill.com. That's my website. And I also have a blog called psychiceveryday.com. If you want to get my weekly free newsletter, just go ahead, go to my site, my blog, or my website, and you can sign up for my newsletter, and I will send it to you. I send out a pretty weekly thing with all kinds of information and, you know, what this week's show is, pieces from my blog and more articles about energy and about being psychic. I give readings. I'm a teacher. I teach meditation. I have meditation recordings on my website, too, and I do this. And it's a heck of a lot of fun to do. So with a few more minutes left here, couple little wrap-up things I want to say for tonight's show. If you look ahead at the coming week, or even, you know, just in general, what you're working on right now in your life, and ask yourself, what would you like to find your amusement with? What or who? Where in your life would you like to have there be more of a flow? You know, to feel more at ease, to kind of have a happier time of it. It might be that you're really working on relationships. It could be that you're really working on your own career, your vocation. Maybe you're working on your own psychic abilities. You know, being able to have more access to your own spirit and to the things you want to create for yourself on that level. Maybe you're at a place in your life where you're trying to learn more about that. I've actually been seeing a lot of people lately who are. It's really turning on. So having amusement with anything, and especially with places in your life where you've been feeling frightened to step forward, you know, you've been a little bit kind of afraid to take a step or to open up or to be seen more or to, you know, try take a chance. Might be that that's been part of it. You've been trying to take a chance to give yourself permission to maybe make a mistake. Now, remember, you know, as you heard earlier in the show, having amusement doesn't mean that you're caught in any sort of perfection. So if you're trying to take some steps and you know, take some chances and really create something new on any level, creativity, relationships, your, you know, your living, how you do things in the world, how you are, how you see yourself, give yourself permission to be amused, especially when you make mistakes. If you're making mistakes, you're doing something right. Because when you make mistakes, it means that you've been trying. You've been taking a chance. And I'm not saying that you have to make mistakes all the time, that's the only way you can see that you're doing anything right. But sometimes you got to make a few in order to learn something. It's easier to learn something sometimes if you take the risk or take the chance with maybe, you know, the risk that you might fall or that it might not work. If you play it safe all the time, you're going to feel a little stuck. You're not going to get what you want if you want something more than what you've been allowing yourself to have. Amusement is one of the best energies you can use for any of this. So for growing, for spiritual growth, for your own growth, give yourself the gift of amusement. Absolutely. And here's another place to be working with your amusement in the coming time. Any, you know, how about the coming time being your whole life? Have amusement with your body. Bodies are funny. We all have one. You know, we got to make friends with that body, because your body is a great, great, beautiful, amazing creation. And if you get stuck in not being amused with your body or being all critical or kind of mean to it, you're going to forget the reason why you're here as a spirit, a spiritual being in this lifetime in that body. Because that's how you get to grow and you get to have fun. So find some amusement with yourself and find some amusement with your own body and your own growth in the coming time. We're in the middle of summer in this hemisphere, we are in the middle of summer. So maybe you can find something really fun and something kind of amusing to do for yourself this summer. So there, that's your homework. I want to sign off in just a moment here, but I'm going to say good night to everybody. Thanks again. Thank you so much, Skid Row Studios. And I'm so grateful that we're live streaming. It's actually really kind of fun to have this. I'm watching this, you know, I watched the show happening on live stream, and it's a blast. And Mindy Jorgensen, thank you so much for being on the boards tonight.
You're welcome. Thanks.
You rock. And everybody, come back next week and just have a wonderful week. I'm Chris Cahill signing off, Psychic Every Day at SkidRowStudios.com. See you next week. Bye-bye.